With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Hard to believe, but it's August already. But if you're a wine lover, August is Washington Wine Month and a great reason to celebrate our wine industry. But if you weren't aware, Brady Rawson of the Washington Wine Commission says August is actually our state's second designated wine month, along with March.
We're very excited that, you know, August is Washington Wine Month. I think we're also lucky that in our state, we have 2 months out of the year that are actually Washington State Wine Month. And they're both at the best possible time.
But for now, Rawson says, we'll celebrate this month.
With Washington Wine Month in August, you know, there's no better time to be exploring Washington wine country. You know, we got gorgeous weather, a lot of just incredible, beautiful wineries and tasting rooms, and just being able to safely go and revisit some of those locations that we haven't been to in a long time. It's just really exciting.
And this year, Rawson says, we feel fortunate.
This day and age, it's obviously, you know, we're always tracking what's happening in the world right now with the pandemic and COVID and Delta. But being able to, you know, still safely welcome guests is obviously a thing we're always keen to do.
So now, Rawson says, is a great time to get out and explore.
Washington Wine Month is much more than just visiting wine country. It's also about discovering new wineries, new local wineries, and getting people to, try new wines from places that they've never been before.
Tune in tomorrow for more on Washington Wine Month in August. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.